This weekend, our art hounds urge you to look up at some aerial artists in Wilmington, to look to the past and the imagined future at the Steampunk Fest in Springfield, and look to the trees at the Forest Fest in Woodstock. We'll start things off with Anne Sarka. She is a painter and an art student, and she suggests the T.W. Wood Gallery exhibit of 100-plus paintings and prints created through the WPA in Vermont in the 1930s and 40s.
This exhibit helps us to travel back in time to a period when social resistance was deeply embedded in the art of the period. This is a special opportunity.
That opening reception is Friday, September 23rd from 5 till 7, but the exhibit runs through November 10th. And here's Caitlin Christiana. She's from the Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's Steampunk Fest time.
It's an incredible three-day fair with amazing vendors, live music and dancing, all sorts of workshops. There's tons of kids' games and activities, astronomy talks at the Harkness House. It's a beautiful Victorian-era mansion here in Springfield, Vermont. There will be tours of the secret underground tunnel that leads to the telescope and observatory. And the Harkness House's tavern will be open all weekend. People love to dress up for the festival, but wearing a costume is totally optional.
The second annual Steampunk Festival in Springfield runs Friday through Sunday, September 23rd through the 25th. Lerone Weiss of Burlington called in about Ocho Cueras, the duo performing this weekend at Spruce Peak Arts.
I saw them perform this summer, and I felt like I was transported to a different time and place. I loved how they reached out to the audience, connecting with us by sharing their unique blend of Latin American and Vermont cultures. Sarah's onstage presence is mesmerizing.
Ocho Cuerdas will perform Saturday, September 24th at 8 p.m. at Spruce Peak Arts in Stowe. And here's John Blatchford from Manchester Center.
I wanted to let you know about the Vermont Forest Festival in Woodstock, a celebration of the rich history of forestry and woodworking in Vermont. At the farm, you can meet Vermont wood artisans who will be selling their unique products. Once you're done with the woodworking and farm experience, walk directly across the street into the forest and enjoy the Forest Festival over at Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Park. The park's celebrating its 100th birthday, so there will be many exciting activities planned in the forest.
The Vermont Forest Festival is Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th at Billings Farm in Woodstock. And lastly today, it's Alan Greenspan from Wilmington. Nimble Arts hits the stage at Memorial Hall with a new circus called Ruckus Circus.
This company hails from Brattleboro, but brings award-winning aerialists, acrobats, jugglers. They're outstanding.
Ruckus Circus by Nimble Arts is this Saturday at Memorial Hall in Wilmington. If you need more information about these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.